Finnish winter was a heavy veil. I walked the streets of Helsinki feeling frail. Then I met Veli Eklund, a man of golden light. But he worried about the tithing and doing what was right. On the day I left the mission, my journal held the pain. He says he isn't ready. I thought I'd worked in vain. I flew back to Idaho. The chapter seemed to close, but God was tending gardens underneath the winter snows. Sven Eklund, you carried the flame from a hesitant heart to a stake president's call, to the steps of the temple, standing steady and tall. Oh, the Lord has a long view, a beautiful design. Sven Eklund, your legacy is mine. The decades started drifting like the falling northern snow. I was reading through the church news, nowhere left to go. I saw a name from Helsinki, and the tears began to fall. There was Sven as a president, answering the call. Then Elder Rasband told me Sven was at the temple door, leading every open house and serving even more. The man who wasn't ready had become the cornerstone. The seed I thought had withered had remarkably grown. I went back in 2015 as a witness for the king. I told those young missionaries what a faithful life can bring. I told the tale of Veli Eklund and the boy who felt so small. When a young man raised his hand, the bravest of them all, he looked me in the eye and he said, Sven Eklund is my grandpa. Sven Eklund, you carry the flame. Generations are praising his name. From a hesitant heart to a stake president's call, to the steps of the temple, standing steady and tall. Oh, the Lord has a long view, a beautiful design. Sven Eklund, your legacy's mine. Little did I know, back in 76, the Lord was building bridges, brick by faithful brick, from the grandpa to the grandson. The work goes on, and tears in my eyes was the right thing to do. Thank you.